beyond what we normally make, we're asking for more. So we're estimating that we should have an adequate supply, and we're encouraging Americans to have the flu vaccine if they're eligible when it's available.
Health officials are concerned about a spike in influenza in the middle of the coronavirus pandemic. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. It's another day when those afternoon and evening storms will be in ample supply, scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms, locally heavy downpours. High temperature in the low 90s today. We'll be down to the mid-70s for the overnight low tonight. Not quite as many storms tomorrow, but still scattered around in the afternoon and evening hours, high in the low 90s. And then the storms become widely separated on Sunday, few and far between by then. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Brubaker Motors is celebrating 80 years in the family business with huge savings on cars, trucks, and SUVs from our dealership to your driveway. Shop anytime online. It's better at Brubaker.com.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Julia Brooks. Troy University confirms 40 active COVID-19 cases on campus in the last 2 weeks. Officials say anyone testing positive will be isolated, and anyone believed to be at risk for exposure will be contacted and asked to self-quarantine. A Perry County School Board member and former county commissioner is facing sex abuse and attempted rape charges in Dallas County. Deputies say 66-year-old Donald Nichols was arrested Thursday night after a woman alleges that Nichols made unwanted sexual advances at her. He's since bonded out of jail. Circuit Judge Jacob Walker has granted the motion to step down from the case involving Johnston Taylor, the teen charged with the deaths of Rod and Paula Bramblett. Taylor's lawyers filed a motion on August 10th to have the judge recuse himself. The new judge over the case is Christopher Hughes. Those are some of this morning's top stories. For more on these stories and others, be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Julia Brooks.
This is Dan Black with Dan Black Studios in Montgomery, and we've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for about 2 years now, and I can't say enough good things about the folks here at Blue Water. It's outstanding. We've been in business for many, many years, and without a doubt, Blue Water Broadcasting Radio has absolutely been our best mode of advertising. I highly recommend it to any business owner that wants to grow their business.
Most radio listening is done away from home and in the car, closest to your business and point of sale. Blue Water Broadcasting can grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Have you ever thought you'd like to own a zero-turn riding mower, but you just couldn't justify it because either your yard is too small or the price is too big? Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power introducing the new Hustler Dash. Starting at only 34 inches wide, the Hustler Dash is perfect for small yards. And because it's on sale now for only $22.99, it's the perfect price. Bottom line, the Hustler Dash is the most compact and affordable zero turn on the market today. And when you purchase CTE's VIP package, you get free delivery upon purchase. And for as long as you own your Hustler, you'll get free pickup and delivery, free blade sharpening, our 7-day repair guarantee, and a free rental mower while yours is in our service department. With service like that, why go anywhere else? And military personnel, to honor you, please ask about our military discounts. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com.
Hello, sports fans. Chris Cleats here, stepping out from behind the sports microphone and standing here today in front of the office of asset preservationist David Artist. I've been talking with a few people here, and sir, you told me this is your first time visiting David Artist. Why did you wait so long?
I got hairy legs.
I see. Well, ma'am, I understand you made a long trip to get here. How are you feeling?
I don't feel no ways tired.
Well, how about you, ma'am? Do you have time to talk with me today?
I'm gonna get me a beer.
Well, okay. Ma'am, do you have anything you'd like to say?
Don't mess with me.
Right. Well, they probably came to see David Ernest because they know he has nearly 40 years of experience as an asset preservationist. He's going to take care of your money like it was his very own. Call him today at 279-7431. That's 279-7431. Sir, would you like the final word in this interview?
I'm going to beat Joe Biden.
Call David Ernest today, and somebody get me out of here.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus better business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News Talk 93.1 FM. Dan Morris Show on a Friday, TGIF edition. There's going to be something that will not be at my house this weekend. Mosquitoes. Because I've got mosquito shield and you need to get them too. Benji just loves to go out and sit on top of the deck, lay down like he's looking over the Serengeti, looking over his property, waiting to see if a squirrel or a cat will come through the yard, or maybe a possum again. And he doesn't worry about it because mosquito shield takes care of things. And mosquitoes can really be bad. You can end up with all sorts of problems for dogs with mosquitoes, and so you have to be careful. Mosquito Shield does a great job. 334-513-2940, 513-2940. Levon is his name. Getting rid of mosquitoes in your yard is his game. He's a great guy. Give him a call. Let's go to J.D. J.D., how in the world are you?
I am riding the road. I am up above Talladega now. I went to Dadeville. Well, went to Clanton, Dadeville. Now I'm up above Talladega by the Speedway. Enjoying the day. I truly am.
Good.
But, you know, I was thinking about something. I'm really hoping that they have a debate. Because I would not put it past Donald Trump for 1 minute. Remember when he had a debate Hillary? Who did he have sitting in the front row?
Oh, yeah, the girls.
Yeah. Yes, he is a master when it comes to getting in somebody's head. And I would not put it past him that if Mike Pence and Kamala Harris had a debate, that some of the people that she, like, overly prosecuted for very minor infractions that she is now advocating for, if he didn't pardon them and let them go to the debate.
Well, I don't know about pardoning them and let them go to the
debate. Well, I wouldn't say pardon, but I got you.
Here's something. Will Trump bring a cognitive test to the debate? Wouldn't that be great?
No.
Montreal cognitive test, and he hands it to him.
Joe Biden has taken the test several times and not at all. He is everything and nothing. Just ask him. It depends on what hour it is. He has no idea or any clue of where he's at. It's going to be epic. But I'm really more looking to the debate between him and Biden. I think Biden will try to duck it. But I think Kamala, if she hit the right way, will want to debate. And I think Pence could take her apart. And she's the kind of person that when she gets hit, she gets angry, frustrated, and wants to lash out, and the American public doesn't want to see that. I really think Pence would tear her apart. But I would so hope to see Biden and Trump go at it, because Biden would just look like a confused, lost child up there to a point that I'd almost feel sorry for him.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see what he can do off the cuff.
It would. Well, hey, I enjoy it as always. Y'all have a wonderful afternoon.
You drive safe, my friend. Okay, give me a shot on the pronunciation here.
I think this is Michan.
Michan. Did I say it right, Michan?
You did.
Wow. First time caller, Michan.
And that's the first time my name has been pronounced for the first time by somebody, first time saying it. Okay.
Wow, so you're a twofer here. Well, Michan, first of all, where did the name Michan, which is a very pretty name, where did it come from?
I have a great aunt. Her name was M-E-C-I-A, Misha. And my mother took the family name and put A-N on it, repronounced the whole thing, and I couldn't even say it until I was in the fourth grade. So.
Hey, you! Come over here! Oh, my God.
And forget spelling it. What? So once I learned how to write it, I wrote it on all the furniture, so you know what? So she says.
So what did that do to your social development?
Yeah, exactly.
We can't ask Shannon over because we can't put her name on the invitation, you know. God. And how do you do a birthday cake for you?
My grandchildren call me honey and have since for 16 years, so that's kind of stuck on with me. So everybody that knows me now just calls me honey because nobody can pronounce it.
So how did your birthday cake look? Did it have Michan written on it? Happy birthday to Michan. What? You never had a birthday?
We were poor growing up. I didn't have a birthday.
Michan, that's terrible. You must have had
a birthday present.
Must have had a rough childhood.
Well, yeah. Well, it wasn't rough, but I tell you what, I was presented with some great work ethics, that's for sure. So,
well, tell me about yourself.
I'm just retired from the car business, and now I'm...
What'd you do in the car business? Were you in the sales side?
I worked at the auction, and then I worked in the sales and leasing for many years. So
what auctions would you go to?
I worked down at Montgomery Auto Auction for a few years, and so did my daughter, and so did my son, and, you know, all those kind of things.
You worked there for 2 years?
No, probably more than that. My daughter was there probably 5 years, maybe.
I used to go to that auction.
Yeah, it's a great place. Well, you know, back then, a wonderful man owned it. So he was a wonderful man to work for. So,
yeah, let me tell you, the whole crew out there, particularly the sisters that were there.
Yes.
They really kept things moving.
Oh, yeah.
That's how I got to know Reed Ingram.
It was the most, yes, I know Reed, but that was the best job I think I probably ever had in my life, because I worked outside back before the computers, and I was able to register cars by hand. So, and walkie-talkie. So.
Yeah, there you go. And get
and bicycle.
Yeah.
Bicycle.
Oh, really? And then, get the marker and put it on the car, the lot number on it.
Yeah, I have to read in the serial number, and somebody puts it in the computer inside, and... You know, it was a different day and time, but it was a fun job, and it gave me a lot of exercise in my 40s.
I probably saw you when I would go out there.
Probably.
Yeah.
I wish I'd known who I was looking at. I would have said hello.
There you go. Well, that would have been nice of you. So, how long have you been listening?
This is my first time calling, but I've been listening to you probably 12, 13 years. Probably it's harder for me to get now. It's been harder for me to get only because I live in Chilton County now. So it's harder for me to pick it up sometimes. But when I can pick it up, I do listen to it. Now I understand there's an app that I can download and I can hear it more often.
Yeah, you can download my app, danmarshow.com, or you can do the News Talk 931 app. And if you... Mine does carry the other shows, but it's a little sporadic. But the News Talk 931 carries everybody's show.
Okay. Well, I was actually in Montgomery today, so I was able to pick it up really well today for quite some time. So
good.
So thrilled to be able to get it.
Well, I'm glad that you're listening, and you've been listening for that long. So you started listening when you were like 14.
Thank you so much.
You were
That's so
welcome.
Nice of you to say that. Yes. Yeah.
So so how was everything up in Chilton County?
All I'm going to say is just welcome to Chilton County when you drive through. You know what I'm saying? So, it's okay. I've been here probably 7 years, so you know, I must like something about it. But I love volunteer. I volunteer for hospice and the nursing home, and I've made so many connections that it's so hard to walk away from that now.
That's interesting. I love having new callers call in. Okay, now what we're going to do is we're going to put your name in twice for the Sweet Creek Farm Market Gift Basket drawing, which we're going to do in about 15 minutes. And have you been to Sweet Creek?
Oh, yeah.
Several times. What's your favorite thing to get there?
I believe it's pastrami. I can't think of the name of it. Oh, you caught me off guard now. But they do have great barbecue, I will say that.
They have great barbecue. They have great Cuban sandwiches. They have great watermelon, great peppers, great cakes.
Great everything, really.
Reed does an outstanding job.
And I go there to get a lot of my fresh vegetables also.
Absolutely. Okay, so what prompted you to call me today?
I heard you were having a sign-up thing or a put-your-name-in-the-hat kind of thing when I was listening to the radio.
Oh, okay. So
can I put my name in the hat?
Absolutely. Your name's going to go in twice. So give me your month and day of birth.
10/18.
You are in, my dear. I have thoroughly enjoyed talking to you.
Oh, thank you. I've enjoyed talking to you, too. And, you know, maybe I'll call back when there's a subject that I know something about. How about that?
Well, that's good. You can call in any day you would like. Thanks, my dear.
Okay. Thank you so much. It's so great to listen to you also.
Thanks.
Keep doing it. All right. Bye-bye.
With a name like Michelle, you can't go wrong.
There you go.
Let's go to a break.
Yeah,
go to a break so we can get all these callers in right after this.
He may not know whether he's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Revolutionary in his field, Dr. Bonatti created, perfected, and patented the Bonatti spine procedures. Using his genius, Bonatti invented the precise tools necessary to minimize surgery, scarring, anesthesia, and recovery. So successful are the Bonatti spine procedures, they consistently reflect 98.75% patients satisfaction. 60,000 procedures have been performed exclusively at our location. Nearly half our patients have suffered from failed back and neck surgeries at other facilities. Bonatti succeeds where others fail.
Do you have a Class A CDL license and at least 6 months driving experience with a good record? Jimmy and Darius Transport specializes in hotshot. Their trailers are 3 to 5 car haulers, and they have immediate openings for qualified drivers. Earn $1,500 per week, 50% of your health insurance paid, paid vacations that grow to 3 weeks after 3 years, quota bonuses, and much more. Jimmy and Darius Transport is also looking for dispatchers. Call Jimmy and Darius Transport at 241-6414.
That's 241-6414.
What are you talking about? Gold at over $2,000? Are you nuts? Bring your stuff to Marguerite's. We're going to trade you out. We're going to give you a check. We're going to give you cash. We're going to give you diamonds. We're going to make you something beautiful out of your stuff. You've got to do it. This is an opportunity. A lifetime is the right phrase, but let's do it. Bring it to Marguerite's. We're in a Peppertree shop. We're on Vaughan Road, and we will trade you, give you a check, or make you something brand new. Thank you.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon, and we know you have many choices when it comes to mortgages. Who do you call? You could call a credit union, a bank, or a 1-800 number lender. But we believe you should call Alabama Home Mortgage, and here's why. Alabama Home Mortgage is a locally owned mortgage company. We do mortgages. That's all we do, so we do it better.
They say you can't have your cake and eat it too. I disagree. You can have the best mortgage with the best rate with the best service. You do not have to sacrifice one for the other. At Alabama Home Mortgage, rate is important, but it's not everything. We strive to make the purchase and refinance process as painless as possible.
There is no one-size-fits-all mortgage. Others may lead you to believe there is, but at Alabama Home Mortgage, we take the time to listen and customize a plan to achieve your goals.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage, the number one mortgage lender in Alabama, today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. That's Alabama Home Mortgage, because there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228. That's where we are on a Friday.
When I wake up in the morning, love, and the sunlight hurts my eyes, and something without warning, love,
talented artist here,
bears heavy on my mind. Then I look at you, and the world's all right with me.
Let's go to Eric. Eric, welcome aboard the Demo Show.
Dan, the weatherman.
How are you, my friend?
I'm partly cloudy. I'll tell you, I remember, you know, bringing back memories. I was just thinking of Dan, and I thought of old Dan Atkins.
Dan Atkinson?
Yeah, the old weatherman, you know.
Oh, yeah.
That was with Bob Howell and old Norman Lumpkin and all that crew was down there. I don't know why in the devil that just popped up, and I started thinking. I said, you know, Dan Morris and old Dan Atkins. That was back in the good old days to me.
Yeah.
I tell you, I got my opinion. I believe that now you've been in politics a hell of a lot longer than I have, so let just bear with me for a sec, and then I'm on the clock right now. Anyway, I'm on break, but still, I think Biden may have just signed his ticket out because he's talking about bringing in Clinton. And I wouldn't be surprised if Kerry didn't pop his face up. And I'm telling you, it'd be the old crowd up under Obama. I'm afraid of that. And I've been watching, and there ain't but one news channel, if you want to be honest about it, and we know what that is. But aside from that, I just don't. Every doggone poll that they're reporting on, he is behind. And I heard Rush earlier. I know he's on another network, but made a good point. He says, why not let the mainstream media get the American people to believe that Trump's falling behind, and that way they won't get out and even bother to vote. But I'll tell you something. I'm out soliciting votes as we speak. If I meet a total stranger, I'm going to encourage them to vote. I can't persuade them how to vote. But I can flat sure get out there and do my God-given right and encourage them, because I tell you something, Dan, and you've been around a few years longer. I ain't saying your age. I don't know it. But I got a feeling this is one of our most critical elections of this country's history.
I agree with you, Eric. Thanks.
And I'm telling you. Six 17.
Okay. Thanks, Eric. Figure this one. Jim? We're on board the Demo Show on Friday.
Good afternoon, Dan. Everybody doing all right?
Doing good. How are you?
Pretty good. Y'all were talking about earlier about Joe debating and everything. There's a couple clips I saw, Dan. I don't know if I saw them right or not. You probably saw them. One of them last night, I think it was MSNBC. They had some reporters that they were trying to ask some questions for Biden. He was kind of whisked away behind the curtain. Did you see that?
I did. That was after the meeting he and Kamala had with doctors online.
And they just kind of pulled it, got him out of there real quick, like they didn't want him to talk.
They're hurrying hurrying the press out and hurrying him out.
Yeah. And then I saw something. It was, I think it, Joe and her were doing some kind of deal there on the internet. I guess a face, whatever it was, and they were sitting down there, and all of a sudden the person that was doing it with, she just cut it off and said, that's it, everybody, you know, that's it, that's all for today. I mean, it's like, he must have just like a limited attention span where he can actually do this stuff, and then they don't let him do anymore. I don't know, it just looks kind of funny to me. I don't think he could last in a full-fledged debate.
I was surprised that he lasted so well during the announcement of Kamala Harris. But of course, he's reading off a teleprompter. But he seemed fairly alert during the whole thing.
Yeah, it was. It's going to be like Muhammad Ali going against some third-rate boxer. You know, he just ain't going to have a chance. I just don't think he can.
Well, one thing we need to be careful of, we don't need to lower expectations that if he just shows up and stands up for 2 hours that he's then perceived as a winner. But that's what they're going to do if we keep lowering expectations.
Yeah. I'm just not real sure they're even going to let him debate, Dan. You don't know that for sure.
Well, he said he's going to debate. If he doesn't debate, then they're going to unleash on him.
Yeah, that's really going to be. So the first debate's going to be the end of September, right?
September 29th, if I remember correctly.
Well, that's winding down. All right, Dan.
Thanks, Jim.
Y'all have a good weekend.
Appreciate you. Let's go to Red Top. Red Top, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
How are you?
I'm doing good. It's about to rain over here on Bell Road. We got some black clouds overhead, and that's fine with me because it's been plenty hot. Let me tell you, so many people listen to your show, Dan, and I guess you knew that already, but the other day when we were discussing me being...
When we were discussing what?
Teacher's house. Can you hear me?
You broke up. It sounded like somebody was calling in on you.
Oh, can you hear me now?
I can hear you. You just, somebody, you broke up. Go ahead, Red Top.
Okay. I wanted to say, the other day, whatever, I was telling you about almost getting electrocuted by the wires at the top of the house at my piano teacher's house. When I get off the phone with you, there's a text from my piano teacher's daughter who remembered it happening.
Wow.
And she's a wonderful lady. She's a music director at Morning View Baptist and a music teacher, too. But she said, that explains everything.
Cried your brain, huh?
That was very amusing, and it just goes to show you how many people listen, Dan. So thank you so much, and have a good weekend, buddy. Take care of yourself.
Thanks. Going to go to a break. Come back. Do the drawing. We're after this.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
When I wake up in the morning, love.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Here in Alabama, we know strong borders and tough immigration laws keep our country safe. What part of this does Senator Doug Jones not understand? In Washington, Senator Jones joined D.C. liberals and voted against $25 billion to build a wall on our southern border. Jones even said,
I'm not going to give wall money just to give wall money.
It's part of a pattern. Jones even voted against declaring an illegal immigration emergency at the Mexican border, once again trying to stop us from building a wall. Senator Jones needs to get tough on border security. Call Senator Doug Jones at 334-792-4924. Urge him to support S-53, the Wall Act of 2019, and vote to fully fund the border wall. Because border security is national security. Paid for by One Nation, www.onenationamerica.org.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit them online at HeadleyPlumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
Financing available. See dealer for details.
At Capital City Body Works, they're not satisfied until you're satisfied. If it's auto body repair, glass, or upholstery, they do it right. They work with all insurance companies and have a lifetime warranty on repairs. Call Capital City Body Works at 271-AUTO.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your Sleep Number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. And now, all beds are on sale. Save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed. Plus, special financing on all smart beds ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Hi, this is Don Duncan with Don Duncan's All-American Automotive and Tire. Just want to say a big thank you to Blue Water Broadcasting. They've been a big partner in our success. And again, thank you guys so much for all you've done for us. If you need anything, come see us. Again, this is Don Duncan with All-American Auto and Tire.
If you're a local business, 93% of your customers listen to radio every week. Reach customers where they are. Radio. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Southern Tractor, Elba and Troy, Alabama's largest Coyote tractor dealer. The largest selection in the state. Test drive a Coyote today at Southern Tractor, Elba and Troy.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. It's another day when those afternoon and evening storms will be in ample supply, scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms, locally heavy downpours. High temperature in the low 90s today will be down to the mid-70s for the overnight low tonight. Not quite as many storms tomorrow, but still scattered around in the afternoon and evening hours, high in the low 90s, and then the storms become widely separated on Sunday, few and far between by then. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
If you can picture it, you can do it. And ASC Credit Union can help with low rates and an easy approval process. A home equity loan from ASC Credit Union is the smart way to borrow. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASC Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASC. Equal opportunity lender, NMLS number 420259.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Okay, boys and girls, we're going to do the drawing for this Sweet Creek Farm Market Gift Basket.
Yes, let's do this thing. Turn down the Tom Petty. Get the drumsticks out. And the winner is... Grandpa.
Grandpa?
Grandpa.
Grandpa, you need to call me at 272-9228 so I can hook you up for your Sweet Creek Farm Market Gift Basket. Let's do this. Let's do Ed O'Keefe talking about the racist attack of Trump on Kamala Harris.
And a new effort by President Trump to boost his campaign using a familiar tactic. The president yesterday helped resurrect a false conspiracy theory he used to challenge Barack Obama's right to be president, this time to attack Kamala Harris.
Mr. Trump refused to reject a bogus claim about her citizenship circulating online that the senator doesn't qualify to be Joe Biden's running mate. As Ed O'Keefe reports, his comments prompted immediate pushback from the Biden campaign.
I just heard that. I heard it today that she doesn't meet the requirements.
Instead of stopping the racist attack against Senator Kamala Harris, the president amplified it when asked if he thought she was eligible to run for vice president.
I would have assumed the Democrats would have checked that out before she gets chosen to run for vice president.
Harris's parents immigrated from Jamaica and India. She was born in Oakland, California. And any person born in the United States is an American citizen. So there's no doubt about Harris's eligibility. The attack mirrors the racist accusations Mr. Trump once made against former President Barack Obama.
Why doesn't he show his birth certificate?
Harris's sister, Maya, responded on Twitter, writing, "There are no gradations of birtherism. You're either in or you're out." Earlier in the day, the president had leveled a sexist attack on the senator.
Now you have a sort of a mad woman, I call her, because she was so angry and such hatred with Justice Kavanaugh.
The Biden-Harris campaign denounced the president, calling his attacks unsurprising, and said he makes a fool of himself by distracting from the pandemic.
Okay, didn't he say that I would think that the Biden campaign would vet her.
Yeah.
And saying that somebody's mad is meaning angry, that's sexist?
Right.
Help me out, Joey. How's that become sexist? Anybody in the audience, how's that become sexist?
Well, if you have to ask, Dan, then you
don't
know.
Don't ask, don't tell. Let's listen to Ed O'Kay's second part in the Biden rapid response team.
Joe Biden and Harris are wasting no time showing how they would govern. They spent most of Thursday holding briefings on the pandemic with experts. And Biden is now calling for a nationwide mask mandate to fight the coronavirus.
The governor should mandate mandatory mask wearing. Be a patriot. Protect your fellow citizens. Protect your fellow citizens. Step up. Do the right thing.
Harris said voters should be asking the Trump administration a key question.
When am I actually going to get vaccinated? Because there may be some grand gestures offered by the current president about a vaccine, but it really doesn't matter until you can answer the question, when am I going to get vaccinated?
The president dismissed those criticisms, saying that Biden is trying to politicize the pandemic. But, of course, the president said that and attacked Harris in a political way during a government briefing on the coronavirus. By the way, we now know that Biden and Harris will address the virtual Democratic convention next week from a downtown event center in Biden's hometown of Wilmington, Delaware. The two are set to make yet another appearance together today.
Let's listen to Lee Carter examines Kamala Harris's policy and agenda.
Kamala Harris this week announced as Joe Biden's running mate. So where does she stand on the issues? Let's bring in Lee Carter, the president and partner of Meslansky and Partners. We got some quick sound bites, and I'm going to get your quick reaction. Here's the senator talking about border crossing.
If someone crosses over the border, it's illegally, it is illegal, and you would decriminalize it.
I would not make it a crime punishable by jail.
Okay, I would. Who likes that?
Well, there's a lot of folks that are more on the progressive side than on the left that actually support that. A lot of people who want more open borders and to have this decriminalized. So this is going to play very well to the left base, not going to play as well with independents who do want stronger border control.
And of course, that's who you need to win. Let's see if this soundbite will electrify independents. It's Medicare for all.
Everyone gets access to medical care, and you don't have to go through the process of going through an insurance company, having them give you approval, going through the paperwork, all of the delay that may require. Let's eliminate all of that.
The problem is a lot of people like their insurance companies.
A lot of people like their insurance companies, and this is a big issue for Kamala Harris. When she was running, just let's not forget, when she changed her position on Medicare for All, when she went more progressive, that's when her support plummeted. At the end, when she dropped out, she only had 15% support, and part of it was because of issues like this. We're going to have to see where where Biden and Kamala Harris stand on these issues. People aren't necessarily sure. Only one third of voters right now have any idea where they stand on the issues. Right. They're going to have to make a big case now.
Sure, because of coronavirus, a lot of people have not been paying attention, but now with the DNC starting on Monday, people are going to be engaged real quickly. It all comes down to the independents. And right now, where are they headed?
You know what? It's really up in the air. When you look at popularity for Kamala Harris and Joe Biden, it's not that different than Donald Trump, despite what everybody says. Donald Trump's popularity is at 41%. Biden's at 44%. Kamala Harris is at 37%. Kamala Harris is not the most popular person out there.
Whoops. Grandpa is on the line, the winner of the Sweet Creek Farm Market Gift Basket. Grandpa, woo-hoo. Congratulations.
Woohoo! I won.
Well, congratulations, my friend.
Thank you so much, Dan. Looking forward to it.
Well, all I ask is that when you go down there and whatever you get, you call me back and tell me what you got and how was it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Look forward to a Cuban sandwich.
There you go. You got to put a Cuban sandwich in your basket.
Well, I'll eat on the way home, baby.
There you go. Don't let anybody else get their hands on it, right?
Yes, sir.
Thank you so much for calling. Congratulations. Call back next week and let us know how it went.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Short and sweet. I like that. Sent. I should have told him. And if you're listening, Grandpa, which you probably are, you can go on down there today if you'd like. I just sent Reed Ingram your information. Just find Karen or Reed Ingram, and they will hook you up. I'm sending it to Karen also right now. Let's do this. Frank Luntz said something today that was said earlier this week on our chat line or Ameriprise, talking about unemployment will have a big impact on the election. And our guy seems to think that we're going to be down in single digits pretty quickly, like next month. And that will bode well for the election. Listen to Frank Luntz talk about it.
We heard from the White House National Economic Policy Director, Larry Kudlow, earlier in this show, talking about the view that he kind of likes stimulus at around the $1 trillion mark, thinks that eventually, given the improvement we've seen in claims and jobless numbers, that we could be in the single-digit unemployment rate, certainly in the very near future. Frank Luntz, on the importance of that, the economy often is very key in election years. There are obviously a lot of other factors going on, but I did want to get his read on this. Frank, how you doing? What do you think of what Larry Kudlow was saying? The trend is our friend.
But the question is it too little or too late? So let's be candid. The economy back in March before COVID was the strongest economy this country has ever seen in modern times. And that economy was strong enough to propel Donald Trump to re-election. Lowest unemployment numbers, lowest black unemployment numbers, Latino unemployment numbers, a great growth rate, prices stable. Everything that you would want in the economy to get somebody reelected was perfect. But what we've seen since then, with the shutting down of the economy, which is why the president wants it opened up as quickly as possible, is an unemployment that has surged. We have been asking Americans, what is the single most important factor for you to decide whether the economy is working or not? The president talks about the stock market. That is important to about 15, maybe 20% of the population. The number one answer for them is unemployment. And if unemployment remains in double digits, I don't see how that doesn't have a huge impact on the election.
But if it's down into single digits, it's going to have a positive impact. So note that down. That's, when I hear something twice, I'm going to put it down. Frank Luntz and the future plans for each. Both of them need to be talking the future, not in the past, not in the present, the future.
My own view is that we'll definitely got under double digits by the election. I could be wrong. The trend has been that. I don't know whether being at 9% makes a difference versus 10-something percent, but I think it will be. But you seem to be arguing it could be a phenomenon like George Bush Sr. had to endure. Technically, we know in retrospect the economy was coming out of it, but it was too little too late to be sensed by the time of Election Day, right?
And the same thing happened to Gerald Ford back in 1976. The same thing actually happened to Al Gore in 2000 when he was trying to run on Bill Clinton's economic record. The American people tend to use Labor Day as the decision maker. But in the end, there's going to be factors that are much more important. And one of them is being the debates. They're going to happen. These two candidates are going to stand side by side for 90 minutes, three times. And they're going to have to make the case not just for the past and not just for the present, but also for the future. And that's why, Neil, I think China is going to emerge as the number two issue behind the economy. And which presidential candidate do you think is more likely to take control of the supply chain? Take control of manufacturing so that America never has to be held hostage by the Chinese government, by Chinese manufacturing.
That's going to be interesting. I'm not sure which way that's going to cut for Reagan, for Trump. I think it will cut affirmatively because he's been so strong against them. I'm not sure what Joe Biden's actual argument is that somebody couldn't take apart. Now, the Dems in the convention and AOC 60-second long speech. But listen to the analysis here.
Short and sweet. The DNC keeping the comments of Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez to just 1 minute next week, even after she and her fellow squad members claimed big primary wins. So is the establishment trying to quiet their far-left faction? Here to react, Turning Point USA contributor and 11-year Army veteran Graham Allen. I mean, the squad really crushed their primaries. Take a look. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez in New York 14, 72%. Rashida Tlaib, Michigan 13, 66%. And Ilhan Omar, she had the tight one there in Minnesota 5, and she was at 57%. Ayanna Pressley is coming up on September 1. But AOC only allowed to do this tape thing for a minute at the DNC. Is this a sign of a Democrat divide?
Well, first of all, as far as how they did in their primaries, it's upsetting, but it's not really shocking either. They have the ear of the younger generation. I would really like to see the data of the age range of the voters in that there. But as far as the divide goes, there is 1,000,000% a divide happening right now. And I want to say to AOC, you're getting 60 seconds. You're still getting to speak. At the end of the day, you are still a young congresswoman. Shut up. You have your opportunity. This is not a discrimination against a woman of color. This is not an issue against women that she's going to try to turn it into. You are getting to speak as a young congresswoman at the DNC. Now, as far as the division goes, there is 1,000,000%. This is the end. This is the last cycle. You hear it here first of the DNC as we know it. A vote for Biden-Harris is actually not a vote for Biden-Harris. You're actually voting for a America's future of the squad. That's what you're actually voting for.
I thought that was an interesting analysis. Dems and young people here, listen in.
Okay, but do you think Democrats are going to be able to play both sides at this convention, not looking necessarily ahead to the future, in order to both energize the left and get those votes of those undecided middle people in those swing states?
I don't think they're going to be able to pull it off this election. I think Donald Trump is still going to be president again in November. I think that the Democrats have been doing a balancing act for this new group of the squad, this new Democratic Socialist for a long time. They're losing the battle. This won't be the election that it finally happens, but we as conservatives need to be very careful, and we need to start paying very much attention and going after our younger generations to instill the American values that we want.
Okay. So Dems political correct and standing for something. Do they actually stand for something?
Meantime, Stockton University up here in Jersey, dropping a code of conduct charge against a student who used, listen to this, this is all he did, used a picture of President Trump as his Zoom background. We're all doing virtual stuff now. And he wrote on Facebook a very interesting comment that I'm going to read for you right now. It says as follows: I love this country. I believe all must have the same opportunities, and I commit to make that a priority. I am done with the leftist agenda of BLM and the white self-haters. I have seen it in action in my doctoral classes at Stockton. And here's this line: I am ready to fight to the death for our country and against those that want to take it down. Graham, you're an Army guy. Isn't that literally embedded in the mind of every single American soldier, that last line right there?
Defend this country against all enemies, foreign and domestic, 100%. This guy sounds like a guy I need to buy a beer, in my opinion. Who wouldn't want to be that way? Who should not want to be an American that is willing to stand their ground? Everyone needs to have a hill, metaphorically speaking, or literally, that they're willing to die on. America, our freedoms, what we're standing for. I think they gave this guy charges of hate, discrimination, incitement of violence. That sounds a lot more like what's going on in places like Oregon and things like that than it does with Trump supporters. But maybe that's just me. Maybe I'm not paying attention.
Let me go to a break. Final segment coming up. Dan Moore Show on a Friday, TGIF edition.
The Dan Moore Show. Going, but
But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Doctors of dirt, sultans of soil, wizards of weed control, professors of potassium.
Randy, what are you doing?
Well, Timmy, I'm practicing to introduce our Turf Strong fertilizer. It's our own brand.
Randy, you don't have to say it like that. Everybody knows that Prattville Farm Center's the place to go for all their farm, pet, and gardening supplies, and especially turf products.
Well, this is big news, Tammy. We're rolling out our brand new fertilizer that we've designed specifically for Central Alabama turf grasses grown in Central Alabama soils.
Well, I guess you're right. Strong Turf does start with Turf Strong. Turf Strong for your lawn at Prattville Farm Center.
That's pretty good, sweetheart. Well, let me get back to practicing. Hachos of horticulture. Luminaries.
Folks, come see us at Prattville Farm Center on South Memorial Drive in Prattville. We'll tell you how much Turf Strong you need to make your turf strong. And the nerd of nutrient management over here can even test your soil.
Hey, guys, this is Todd Clark with River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor. At River Region Contracting, we know times are stressful, and we're here to help relieve some of that stress for the people whose lives were affected by the recent storms. At River Region Contracting, our knowledgeable staff will help you open up your claim and guide you through the claims process from beginning to end. Remember, your roof is your first line of defense for one of your biggest investments. So call us today for a free inspection at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
All good things must come to an end, and the same with Wildwood Weed. And the Dan Morris Show, final segment coming up here. Kevin McCarthy's going to be talking about the sand still on the hill.
Well, the one thing we should say, if Joe Biden was president, we'd still be debating whether planes from China should be coming to America. Instead of discussing the six vaccines we have about ready to go through BARDA or the more than 600 therapeutics we have about to come online, that's the fundamental difference. Joe Biden doesn't want to take the questions, because if you asked him the tough questions, he was opposed to stopping those flights from China that saved thousands of lives in America. This is a really difficult problem for Joe Biden, especially if you ask him any questions or if he came out of the basement.
So what's going on with the next stimulus package? So many people are not able to pay their bills, and House and Senate not back until September.
Well, this is so frustrating, but remember, this is something that Nancy Pelosi has done every step of the way. If you go back to the CARES Act, remember that moment in time when we were about to vote on it and she flew in at night and stopped the process for more than a week to get more money for the Lincoln Center or the Kennedy Center? Or remember that the time when we had that money for small business, the PPP, that would pay for those workers? It was so popular that we were going to run out of money, so we warned ahead of time, let's put more in, and she stood in front of a refrigerator and said no. Every single time the pattern is she wants to stop any legislation from moving forward, to harm the economy, to try to win an election. Instead of putting the American public first, she's putting her politics. That is wrong. And that is really the stumbling block. Her number two, Steny Hoyer, has said many times, this is not the red line when you're talking about unemployment insurance, but then Nancy Pelosi says it is. She wants to make the threshold so high that you can't get something done. That's why I applaud the president. He won't play that political game. He took action when Pelosi wanted to continue to stop it, so he made sure those people and prioritizing their paychecks instead of the pot that Nancy Pelosi wants to see in her legislation.
Okay, now Kevin McCarthy is going to talk about the woman of the hour, and that's Kamala Harris.
Of course, Leader McCarthy, the biggest story this week in politics is Kamala Harris was selected by Joe Biden to be his running mate. And that astounded a lot of people because she has really crushed Joe Biden over about the last 9 months before the primaries in sound bites like this.
on the Hyde Amendment, Vice President, where you made a decision for years to withhold resources to poor women to have access to reproductive health care.
I believe them, and I respect them being able to tell their story and having the courage to do it.
Do you believe that the Vice President should enter this race?
He's going to have to make that decision for himself.
You also worked with them to oppose busing. And, you know, there was a little girl in California who was part of the second class to integrate her public schools. And she was bused to school every day. And that little girl was me.
And she was very effective at that particular debate. And people went, oh, let's see what happens. Well, now we know after she said all those things, he picked her.
Yeah, it's amazing. You wonder about how bad she wants the job or if she cares about her own philosophy or principles. But let's first look at who Kamala Harris is. Remember, I'm from California. I watched Kamala Harris grow up. I've watched her be a district attorney in San Francisco. I watched her be the attorney general of California. I know what the results are. If you just look to San Francisco, sky-high taxes, sanctuary city, sidewalks people do not even want to walk in. Because of her policies, people are fleeing the city today. And that is could be the results 8 years from now. Also remember, there were things that Kamala Harris and Joe Biden did agree upon on that stage. They both raised their hands to take away your private health insurance. They both believed that they could take that health insurance and give it to an illegal instead of an American. So she was rated the most socialist member of the Senate, more than Bernie Sanders, more than Elizabeth Warren. That is the Kamala Harris that people need to understand. Those are the policies that she implemented in San Francisco. Those are the problems that we see coming forward with America, and she doesn't even respect the person from the fundamental principles of what she said on the campaign stage of Joe Biden. She questioned whether he should even stay in the race based upon believing the women. So how can she even support this man? But her own policies is not something we want for America. It would not only dismantle and destroy, they want to defund. We've watched what she has done with the police officers and the rule of law. We're watching what's happening, looting around this country. We don't need that to go further.
They need to get a surrogate group to do nothing but talk about her.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to a CBS report on President Trump and funding the Postal Service.
A fight over post office funding with potential implications for the election is interfering with congressional talks to renew coronavirus aid. President Trump rejects the Democrats' demand for $25 billion in emergency funding for the U.S. Postal Service, plus another $3.6 billion to help states process mail-in ballots in November. Ben Tracy is at the White House. Ben, how is the president using politics to say no?
This is money that the Postal Service says that it needs, especially to handle what is expected to be a record number of people voting by mail because of the pandemic. But President Trump is now making it very clear that he doesn't want to do anything to make voting by mail any easier.
They can be forged. They can be captured. They can be taken.
President Trump continues to make unfounded claims about mail-in voting. In an interview Thursday, he admitted the Postal Service needs more money to handle ballots in November, but he doesn't necessarily want to provide it.
Now, they need that money in order to have the post office work so it can take all of these millions and millions of ballots. If we don't make a deal, that means they don't get the money.
Let's see if we can fit this last one in here, Joey Simon.
Yeah.
President Trump, Postal Service, and the COVID relief bill.
But then at the White House, the president said he won't veto a stimulus bill just because it has funding for the post office, but that the Democrats are asking for too much. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi questions whether the White House really wants to make a deal.
Perhaps you mistook them for somebody who gave a damn. That isn't the case.
Democrats are also questioning the motives of the new Postmaster General, Louis DeJoy. DeJoy is a major Republican donor who has given more than $1 million to the Trump Victory Fund.
When I see problems, I work to solve them.
CBS News has learned that after he took over the Postal Service in June, he implemented cost-cutting measures that have led to delays in mail delivery. This internal Postal Service directive obtained by CBS News details an operational pivot in which we may see mail left behind or mail on the workroom floor or docks, which is not typical. DeJoy declined our request for an interview, but in a statement said, despite any assertions to the contrary, we are not slowing down election mail or any other mail.
Now, in recent